Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. Back in 2008, producer J.J. Abrams surprised audiences with a nifty sci-fi opus called, cryptically, Cloverfield. It seemed to have arrived out of nowhere and went on to become a box office smash. Well, Abrams has yet another surprise up his sleeve. The terrific suspense thriller 10 Cloverfield Lane is the unannounced follow-up. John Goodman plays a man who forces a young woman into his elaborate underground bunker, but his motives are unclear. Is he a psycho, or is he saving her from an even greater threat? Mary Elizabeth Winstead from TV's Mercy Street is the one held captive, and John Gallagher Jr. from TV's Newsroom plays the third occupant of this well-stocked subterranean shelter. Goodman, Winstead, and Gallagher are all excellent, and the movie uses its claustrophobic elements to good effect. First-time director Dan Trachtenberg skillfully ratchets up the tension without ever giving away his hand. Like all of the best sequels, you don't need to have seen Cloverfield to enjoy 10 Cloverfield Lane. It's like an intriguing full-length episode of The Twilight Zone. If you like taut involving thrillers, then 10 Cloverfield Lane is one address you'll definitely want to visit. Also opening this week, Sacha Baron Cohen of Borat fame plays a dim-witted British soccer hooligan who discovers his brother is an MI6 assassin in the spy action comedy The Brothers Grimsby. The Young Messiah is a biblical epic that tells the story of how the 7-year-old Jesus finds out about his miraculous mission. Home Alone helmer Chris Columbus directs. Hitchcock Truffaut is a documentary about a meeting between the two famous filmmakers. Embrace the Spirit is an Oscar-nominated Columbia drama about the search for a sacred jungle plant. And Rolling Papers is a documentary about the legalization of marijuana in Colorado. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.